Disappointing, you know. I thought we played well for a lot of it. We started off, I suppose, slowly enough, but then we got into the game and had got thought it was maybe 4 or 5 up at half time. But just second half, we knew against the wind it's going to take a big performance. And the boys dug in, played well, got the goals at the right time. And I think with 10-12 minutes to go, we were maybe 7 up. We gave the ball away at crucial times and allowed them back in. And in fairness, David Clifford was fairly ruthless up there. But overall, disappointing. You know, the effort was very good, but just disappointed that we didn't get something out of the game. No, overall, look, really happy with the way the boys dug in, you know, and after a bad start, but just disappointed with the overall result, obviously. Yeah, well, we obviously would have liked to have been able to do that. But I suppose the kickouts as well, if you're not winning the kickouts, you know, there was a lot of ball there came around the middle and we just weren't picking up the break. And we weren't just getting our hands on the ball. The rest of the half, you know, I suppose we were controlling the ball and controlling possession, and we were able to get in for scores. That stage then we weren't. But as well as that, you know, we won some ball as well, but just got up and we didn't use it as well as we would have liked up in the attacking half. And once you do that again, as I say, good teams will punish you, you know, and especially if you have a lot of men committed forward and you lose the ball, you're very threadbare at the back and you allow yourself to, you know, teams to get in, and that's what happened.
The reality is now it's a relegation battle, and away games now, back-to-back, Galway and Donegal, arguably the two top teams in the country.
That's what it looks like at the minute, yeah, and you know, there's no hiding away from that, you know, so it is, we've got ourselves in a tough situation. But as I say, look, the boys are they're working hard. We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and but we have to convert it into points here if we want to avoid relegation. But no, we've 3 games left. We're still, you know, we'd still be expecting to pick up points. So, you know, that's up to us. There's no point crying about it or anything else. We have to just galvanise the troops and make sure that we're ready for the challenges ahead. It was great to see the lads back, and the other fellas are back in there as well, so it's getting them up to speed. But look, as I say, there's nothing easy there. You know, we'd be pleased with a lot of things there, pleased with the way the boys dug in, and with some of the play against a fairly strong wind in the second half. We played some good football. But overall, just not being able to finish the game off, losing control of it in the last 10 minutes. Different aspects of play isn't good enough if we want to be beating, you know, the top teams. So there's a lot of work to do.